Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Morris with the International Tabernacle of Deliverance Holiness Ministries. And as always, it's an honor to be before you. I'm not going to be with you a long time. Amen. Praise God. But long enough to get the word through. Amen. Praise God. And I thank God for the word. I thank him for what he's doing and what he's about to do. One of the greatest topics, amen, in the Bible, amen, and it's always concerning Jesus Christ, but this one was, amen, praise God, very interesting in so many words because the Holy Spirit came with Jesus and it was given to the disciples because of Jesus. Back in the olden days, and I give God the glory, the Holy Spirit would rest upon certain people that were chosen. Many are called, but few are chosen. I'm one of those chosen. Amen. Praise God. I give God the glory. And it would rest upon them, and they would finish their assignment. Amen. Praise God. They had to have the Holy Spirit because he is the illumination and he is the light. And so when Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist and he came up out of the water, amen, the dove came upon him, lit upon him, and that anointing and that illumination was seen through him and his works that he did. He always had to have the Holy Spirit with him or he couldn't work. When the enemy try to do things to you and fight against you, all you have to do is say Holy Ghost, because he is the one that takes care of everything, even your state of rebellion or your state of depression or your state of worry or sickness or sadness. The Holy Spirit always makes it right, and then give clarity to what's going on with you, because most of the time it is the enemy that's feeding you with those lies about your life and your ministry and your family, and you can't do this and you don't want to do it again, you don't want to try, but Holy Spirit will give you that extra push, that determination to fulfill the will of God, because that's who you love. You love God and you want to do the will. So Jesus wanted to know some information about the connection with the disciples. And my God, the connection with the Holy Spirit, so that he could see for sure that the Holy Spirit did transfer himself unto the disciples and then on into us now. We got the Holy Spirit. And so the Holy Spirit is the worker that will assist you when you need him. But you got to know him. And Jesus wanted to know if they knew him, because nobody can come to the Father except by way of the Son. And no man can go to the Son but by, amen, having that connection with the Father, because it's a threefold cord easily broken, but it's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They all connect together, making a chain reaction of progress, of proven to be a stability that we should stand upon, and they won't leave you. They'll work with you. God is long-suffering and he's patient. And he's going to figure out what has been troubling you or with you that you're not connected, and he'll connect you. So Jesus went on to say, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea, Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am. Amen. Praise God. He was the Son of Man and he was the Son of God. And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist. Some say Elias. Amen. And others said Jeremiah, or Jeremus, or one of the prophets. And he said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. He made a distinct identification that you ain't like no other Jesus, no other human I know, no other friend I know, no other, amen, buddy, I know, but you are special. You are specific. You are the great. Amen. Praise God. That we are supposed to be connected to, because before Christ came on the scene, amen, they had no connection. They had lost it. Amen. The Jews, the Hebrews had lost, amen, everything behind what Adam and Eve had did, what Satan had did to them and their unbelief. Will Christ come in and give us that belief, that hope, that Shekinah glory, hope that there is another day for us, that we can rejoice in what God is doing because he sent his Son, and then the Son sent the Holy Spirit, and they connected together, that they can't be broken or separated. Once you connect with them, God will carry you all the way through. Don't rebel. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonas, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Well, no flesh and blood thing. I can't go up to nobody without the Holy Spirit and tell them about Jesus, because there got to be a connection for me to even witness about Jesus. I first got to have that connection with the Holy Spirit. In order to witness, in order to tell them about the Christ. And see, that anointing, once the connection is there, an anointing is there, the illumination is there, it'll click on a light in that person that you're witnessing to, in order for them to receive the truth. When they were living in a dark world, when that word came, they will receive the truth. They will receive it and be ready to receive it. That thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. Jesus said that. He said that, but my Father which is in heaven, that's the only one can reveal it. He said, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonas, for flesh and blood had not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. God done revealed the Holy Ghost to me, and I won't turn back. It's been battle after battle after battle, but I know him. I know Father God. I know Jesus. I cherish him. I love him. I want him. I want the Holy Spirit. I want the light. I don't want the darkness. And then Jesus went on and said, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. That's one of the first mentions of church. Amen. Christians, we're not in a religion. And church, amen, represents the congregation, the body of souls that will go before him who is God and repent, get their lives together and listen to the word and live holy lives. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now I'm building my church, Jesus said. And I'm going to start it off with Peter. Amen. Praise God. Because he witnessed to the Holy Ghost that Jesus is the true Son of the living God, and that he did come. and that he's coming back again. He got his second advent, and when he come back, he's coming back again with the same Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. All power was given to him that we should know the truth, because the truth shall set us free. There are thousands and millions of people still don't know Christ, and they don't want anything but what they know, because they've not been taught better. So we as ministers, lay people, need to get out there and confess Jesus as our Lord and Savior. I passed our track, talked to people yesterday. It made me feel so good. The mind of Christ, the mind of God, will always express the truth. It was time for Jesus to ask the question of who he was after being with his disciples and publicly laboring among men and talk to him. He wanted to hear from his disciples and see what they knew. In order for us anew, to know anything is by way of the Holy Spirit. You got to know that you know by your relationship with the Holy Spirit that this man Jesus, he parted the waters. Amen. Praise God. He did so many things. Even before he was recognized as Jesus in the New Testament, he was already functional in the Old Testament. He was always doing what he needed to do for the Father. He was always down with them in the midst of every given situation. He was the rock that Moses smote. He was, amen, so many, many instances where you heard about him, you didn't know him as the name of Jesus until the New Testament came, but you knew him, amen, and you should have known him by his works. His works are always good. He's not doing works that are grievous or that are disappointing or that worrisome. We all got our set time and assignment. All we have to do is just be obedient. Don't listen to the enemy's voice telling you to rebel or kick against the prick like Paul did or Saul of Tarsus. His life became difficult even though he thought he was doing the right things, but he was sinning against the righteous God that we have. God is not a wimp. He is, so gentle. The Bible said that the angels are assigned to make sure we complete our work. Don't you know I believe every word God say? Don't you know my heart standeth on it? Don't you know I go 100% and plus out of my way to make things right for me with my relationship with God? Oh, my God. He wanted to know how, if they had connection with the Father and that if they had connection with the Father, God had made it to be where they had connection with the Spirit. When the Holy Spirit was revealed unto Peter who Christ was, Jesus knew that the Spirit man was transformed by the Holy Ghost, and no man could freely receive the gift of the Holy Spirit and would be able to comprehend who God and his Son was without having an encounter and a relationship with Jesus by way of the Holy Spirit. You know when you've had an encounter. My life has changed all because of God. My life has changed by way of the Holy Ghost. My life has changed. Now I'm working and not in vain because of the Holy Ghost. I had an encounter with God Almighty. Hallelujah. You had an encounter with God. You was able to comprehend who God and his son was without having any problems, because the Holy Spirit came into your life. And Jesus said in John 14:26, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father, which is the Holy Ghost, amen, they are one, a Trinity, whom the, amen, praise God, Father will send in my name, he will, and he shall teach you all things, amen, praise God. And those things will be revealed, amen, praise God. Amen. And all those things should be, amen, praise God. Whereas we do understand that there is a God, that if Jesus is the one, the only way, the truth, and the life, we should be confessing Romans 10:9 right now. We should be to the point where, amen, it's all the way live. Bring, and he will bring all things, the Comforter will, whatsoever I have said unto you. So the Holy Spirit, Peter was able to speak the truth. He spoke it. All you have to do is confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Oh, my God, this is so good. No one ever caused such a big stir in Palestine like he did. No one like him had ever been seen in Israel before. All the prophets did not accomplish the things that Jesus accomplished during his time on earth. The healing and the miracles were heard with some of the prophets. Even Elijah did not do such great work as Jesus did. You know, Elijah did some miracles. He did some things. And say over 30-something miracles and signs and wonders he did. Amen, praise God. And Elijah did similar to that amount. Amen. And then God revealed that Jesus even did greater works. Amen. Moses did his works too. He would draw a crowd daily because of his anointing, his authority, and his miracles. Amen. His miracles and teachings of holiness, of life, his claims and his knowledge of God set him forth as someone unique. God, hallelujah. For he was Jesus. The Gentiles and the Jews knew about him. Amen, praise God. Let us hear the question as it rises to his disciples while they were away from the crowd. Who was he? He asked what other men were saying about him. And then he asked what did the disciples believe. He wanted to know what people thought about him. Don't you ever want to know what people think about you? Most of the time, amen, through my walk with life has been negative, putting me out of the synagogue. Amen, praise God. Wouldn't allow me to preach. Amen, praise God. Was afraid of me, wouldn't do right by me, lied on me, doing all kind of things. They never put me out to church, though, but I'm just saying in essence what they did when they rejected me, because they was rejecting the Holy Spirit. And Elijah and others said, he was the prophet. Amen, the masses that flowed to him and his anointing knew by what they heard and the miracles that he was the Messiah, the Christ. But those that opposed him insisted that he was a troublemaker by the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And they had the Essenes too. They were all different kinds of sects. So the disciples had to be the one that knew the truth, because they were his key followers and heard the word of truth from his mouth. On the other hand, Peter made this statement, where I can go, amen. The word of truth is with you. Yeah, made that profound statement. I can't go nowhere. God, you got the word. Jesus, you got the word. I want to hang around you. Have you ever wanted to hang around somebody? You know, we got some coaches, life coaches, some ministers that would stand up and work with you, but they got some ministers, amen, that won't do it. Those that are on assignment, they will do it. And they all agreed in regarding him as a prophet of high, of the highest rank, different others to which of the great prophets of Israel he resembled or he impersonated them, but he didn't. The first disciples of John, verse 35 and 51, were called to follow Jesus in February A.D. 27, and the entire body, amen, hallelujah, of the 12 disciples were called to permanently devote their lives to him 1 year later, A.D. 28. We are now in the sum of A.D. 29. Some of these men have been watching Christ for 2.5 years, all of them for a full year and a half. Some of us have been watching him by way of the Holy Ghost over 30 years and still have not been obedient, because the flesh won't fail. But I kill out my flesh every chance I get. And Simon Peter answered and said, the apostle Peter was always the spokesman of the 12, and he was the first to answer Jesus' question. As a ruler acting of Jesus by the disciples, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. The word Christ is a Greek word for a verb meaning anoint. Messiah is the equivalent, the Hebrew word meaning anointed, as the second Psalms and other places speak of. Other men had seen Christ to be John the Baptist. Amen. Praise God. They wanted him to be that person, but he wasn't. Coming back to life after, amen, Herod had his head cut off because of Herod's, amen, wife's, amen, daughter dancing before him and pleasing him. He took and turned around, and she wanted the head of John the Baptist, but, amen, praise God, his head was cut off, but, amen, and he died. But Jesus was Jesus, the Son of the living God, amen, and they thought he was Elijah that came back to the earth or a great prophet. But the disciples had really come to the conclusion that he was the one who Moses and the prophets had spoken of. Amen. He was with Moses as the rock that followed the Israelites. He was the cloud that baptized them after they come out of Egypt across the Red Sea or Reed Sea. Now Jesus would appear again and would prove himself to be Christ through baptism and being baptized, amen, praise God, in the Holy Spirit, and even unto his death, the baptism of death. Three baptisms were, we will have to partake of the water baptism, being baptized in the water that represents the dying of the old man and the resurrection of the new man, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which we all receive, both of them, amen, who anointed us and guide and teaches us into all truth, and the last baptism of death and the washing away of the flesh man. Got to kill it. Can't let it exist. is evil. So Jesus told Peter, he said, flesh and blood didn't reveal this to you. You had to go by way of my Father through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is remarkable. He will do many great works for you. He's the one that performs the miracles and the healings and the signs and wonders, amen, in our lives that people think, oh, you did that. No, you didn't did nothing. The Holy Spirit did it. From Genesis 3:15 down to the end of the book of Malachi, all the prophets of the Old Testament look for the coming of God, anointed a king from Judah, the final high priest of God, the Lamb who would shed his blood for the forgiveness of our sins, the prophet, amen, like unto Moses, the high priest like unto Melchizedek, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, the expectation of such as one called the Messiah, hope. Jesus and Christians both believing in the Messiah because he believed in himself. The Jews, he wanted to believe in him. The Christians believe in him. He believed in himself. The only difference is that the Jews for over 2,000 years have insisted that Christ was not the Messiah, and they are still looking for him to come. And one of the statements, amen, praise God, they said he was the carpenter's son. On the other hand, Christians always recognize that the one whom the Old Testament spoke of, the one that would even be baptized through death, the purification of the cleansing from the washing away of the flesh, this old flesh will kill you. So Peter first acknowledged gladly that Christ is the anointed sent of God, not just one of the long series of prophets, notable and honorable as they might have been, amen. And then he followed with another clause, the Son of the Living God. He's the Son of the Living God. Satan is not a father, and he called himself a daddy of David. So he tried to cause us to die out from God. He tried to cause us not to recognize who we are in Christ so that he can defeat us. But I'm telling you, they pick up because Christ is the Son of the Living God. I could go on. I'm excited today. This word is good as it always is, but we need to enter into gates with thanksgiving. Amen. And we need to have that holy relationship with him because he's our God. He was born of God. Amen. In the Trinity. We confess. The confession of Peter harmonizes with the attitude Jesus has toward his subjects. Amen. Have a wonderful day.